news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump's 2019 State of the Union address is now history, and it went pretty much as expected. Despite White House claims of comity, Trump resorted to his usual lies and gaslighting. In fact, in the first few moments of his 82-minute diatribe, Trump issued a threat over investigations. Rachel Maddow commented on the weirdness immediately following the speech.
There was one strange moment in the address early on that did not connect to other portions of the speech. It was received oddly in the room. Nobody was quite sure what to do with it. The president, again, towards the beginning of his speech, saying,
"An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations." If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. It just doesn't work that way.
It was a weird moment. It was a fairly normal State of the Union address with one very strange moment, perhaps the strangest moment I've ever seen in any State of the Union.
The women in the House Democratic Caucus all wore white to honor the legacy of women's suffrage in the U.S. During his speech, Donald Trump's celebration of women's employment was appropriated by those women who congratulated themselves over the accomplishment.
"No one has benefited more from a thriving economy than women, who have filled 58% of the newly created jobs last year. You weren't supposed to do that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much."
Trump didn't know how to react to that. So he thanked them. Cue the laugh track. By the way, it's only fair to note that the Republicans also elected a woman to Congress in the last election. One woman. Although we've just emerged from the longest government shutdown in history, Trump made no mention of it in his address. His lies were numerous. In a statement, Nancy Pelosi said, quote, "It'll take days to fact check all the misrepresentations the president made tonight." That's true. The Washington Post fact checker detailed close to 30 such lies. Here's one. He said, quote, "Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments before birth." That's a lie. Actually, the bill expands access to abortion after 24 weeks to women carrying a fetus that cannot live outside the womb. The speech was horribly written, reportedly by Stephen Miller, and contained even more outlandish remarks.
"If I had not been elected president of the United States, we would right now, in my opinion, be in a major war with North Korea."
I have no words. But the official Democratic response was delivered by a woman who, if not for that state's voter suppression tactics, would be the governor of Georgia. Stacey Abrams is a rising star in the Democratic Party, and she delivered what's being touted as the best response ever to a State of the Union address.
"We know bipartisanship could craft a 21st century immigration plan, but this administration chooses to cage children and tear families apart. Compassionate treatment at the border is not the same as open borders. President Reagan understood this. President Obama understood this. Americans understand this, and Democrats stand ready to effectively secure our ports and borders. Just a few weeks ago, I joined volunteers to distribute meals to furloughed federal workers. They waited in line for a box of food and a sliver of hope since they hadn't received paychecks in weeks. Making livelihoods of our federal workers a pawn for political games is a disgrace. The shutdown was a stunt engineered by the President of the United States, one that defied every tenet of fairness and abandoned not just our people, but our values.
For the third year in a row, Senator Bernie Sanders took to social media to share his own response and called out Trump on his lies.
Not everything Donald Trump said tonight was true or accurate.
Sanders noted that Trump did not mention climate change, Medicare, voter suppression, Social Security, you know, issues that the senators said all Americans face, not just Trump's billionaire friends. On Tuesday afternoon, ahead of his State of the Union address, Trump hosted a private lunch for television news anchors in which he badmouthed a slew of Democrats. According to the New York Times, Trump dismissed former Vice President Joe Biden as dumb, called Chuck Schumer of New York a, quote, nasty son of a bitch, and mocked Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia, who he said, chucked like a dog, at a news conference where he tried to explain a racist yearbook photo. And he again badmouthed the late Senator John McCain, recounting the story of his vote against repealing the Affordable Care Act. Trump reportedly telling the assembled, quote, by the way, he wrote a book and it bombed. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.